JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not
run. This is me.
I must not run. I know.
This is me at the restaurant last night.
They'll find out I'm weak. Mm-hmm. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God.
What I said.
What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. Yep. They'll find out I can't act. Uh-huh. Can't act. Can't act at all.
Right.
End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Thanks, Larry.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Where's Paula?
What's hard, Paula?
It's hard. It's really hard.
I bet it is,
hard.
Baby. Yeah. It's hard.
It was Constantine, I think.
It's Paula time.
Home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the Don and Mike Show. Don's got the day off today, and we are here with Rob and Buzz and having a wonderful old time. And Constantine, not a bad guy.
I wanted
to hate him.
Oh, ooh, me too.
Really wanted to hate the guy, but a little hate. You know, the only thing is, if we didn't call him on it, maybe we should have. At the very end there when he was talking about, hey, the paparazzi's mobbing me like they never have before. That was a little the old cocky Constantine.
A little bit, but you know what? We got a good insight that there's a 12-year-old with a camera running around L.A., so beware.
I've seen that. Have you seen on the websites? Perez Hilton has that guy. He's like the baby paparazzi. He's well known.
Is he really young or
yeah,
is he just
he's a kid.
Little?
He's a kid. They bring him out there. I think this is who he's talking about. They bring a kid out and he gets more of a response from the celebrities when he's running around because he's 12 years old.
Not fair.
And they said, "Oh, isn't he cute? I'll pose for you." You know, and the sleazy paparazzi is just a scam.
Is he one of the Culkin boys?
He's the youngest of the Culkin boys. Some people really can get a response from corporate America.
Yeah.
You might have remembered a couple of weeks ago, Joe Artinger was tapping into this whole Michael Vick thing.
Joe.
And going to one of his favorite companies he perceived
Joe.
Him to be a sponsor. Let me just read you what Joe wrote to the Miller Brewing Company.
All right.
That's Joe's flavor. He lives on Miller Lite.
This is from Joe Artinger. Am I to believe that the millions of ad dollars that the Miller Brewing Company will spend to promote the NFL is an endorsement of the actions of the kind of behavior that... Now, first of all, we've got to
run my second beer.
We've got to run on sense.
In his fairness, in fairness to him, I should say, he did that the minute the story broke.
He did?
Very passionate with his typing.
Hey, Joe, when you did that, were you sober when you wrote that email?
Well, I did it here at work, so I was as sober as could be expected.
50-50
so
chance.
No.
Thank you, Joe. Let me get back to this. This is one
long
this
sentence.
Is one sentence. I just realized this is...
So do we want to take a big breath and start from the top?
Here we go. Joe's going to go. Am I to believe that the millions of ad dollars that the Miller Brewing Company will spend to promote the NFL is an endorsement of the actions of the kind of behavior that NFL players like Michael Vick is currently under indictment for?
And he ended with a preposition.
Now, that's a short sentence. I look forward to your answer. Remember that I can always drink Beck's or Heineken.
Uh-huh.
Please use your influence with professional sports to ensure that players like Vick are discouraged from being allowed to participate in the NFL. Sincerely,
F. Scott Artinger.
Joseph Artinger, the third, fourth, or fifth.
And they answered him.
They did. You know, who says that corporate America doesn't respond?
I can't wait to hear what they wrote.
Their finger is on the pulse, Mike.
From Miller Brewing Company. Uh-huh. What did they say?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's right.
Write responsibly.
To Mr. Joe Artinger, the fourth Esquire, DDS, MMA, whatever.
Dentist?
Thank you for your recent email to the Miller Brewing Company. Miller Brewing Company does not sponsor or have any business dealings with Michael Vick. All calls concerning Mr. Vick's corporate associations or alliances should be directed to the National Football League.
There
it is. They're throwing the NFL under the bus, Joe.
Good for them.
Joe, I think they're passing the buck. What do you think? I don't think this is satisfactory. I think you ought to contact them again.
Well, I'm just going to go to Lowe's instead of Home Depot because the owner of the Atlanta Falcons owns Home Depot.
All right.
Too,
Joe, that's your newest quest.
Joe,
it's misguided. Joe, I like this whole angle with Miller. Does he does ads for Miller, doesn't he?
No, I don't know if he does ads. He does ads for
Well, then why did you send the letter to Miller?
Because he was angry.
Because I'm on a quest to eradicate the earth of Miller Lite, and every Monday morning I go to 7-Eleven, and there's more Miller Lite in the freezer, and I want something done about it.
He wants to buy it.
That's Friday, Joe. All right, good luck with your... Joe,
that
good
might
luck
even
with,
be Saturday, Joe.
Good luck with all of your various causes. All right, everybody knows the big movie this weekend. It's opening this weekend. This is one of the movies that I actually, there they are. I actually call the ex-wife and I say, please, I don't have the kids till next weekend. Let me see that with them first.
I thought you called her to say, please take me to this movie.
No, Rob. That doesn't happen any longer. Trust me on that one. No, but I thought it would be cool to see it with them for the first time, and I'm going to get to do that, so I'm excited to see it next weekend. But everybody's talking about it. So far, the reviews you've read, not too shabby.
Very good. Usually 3 or 4 stars, but many times 3.5. Here's a shock. Gene Shalit loved it.
Yeah. Gene Shalit. Jesus. Is he 115 years old?
I don't know. He just keeps...
With his shoe-polished black hair and that Groucho Marx mustache?
He looks great.
I can't stand that
guy. Not a fan,
I cannot stand. There's nothing about him I like. I try.
For him.
With his little rhymes and his little wordplay that's from 1935.
The mustache doesn't do it.
I hate the guy.
Don't
I really
you love
don't.
After they do it? All his stuff is pre-recorded.
Welcome to the Critics Corner.
And when they
I'm Gene Shalit. Here we go with another thing. It's 3. And I
should write down all the plays on words because they are so antiquated and so stale that they make me want to vomit. Yeah.
I love when they come back from his piece and you just see Matt Lauer biting his tongue not to say jackass.
They almost, Willard is, I believe, a bit beloved.
Yes.
I think Willard.
Oh, and Willard is still a great broadcaster.
And Willard, they kind of. Well, sometimes you see him. Willard's getting a little long in the tooth.
But I'd say 9 times out of 10, he's got it together.
He's
he
beloved.
Says something
he's
funny,
beloved.
And he reads the old people's names.
How do you not love Willard?
Right.
But I always get the impression when I see Gene Shalit that they are actually tolerating him,
filling
just
a
barely
contract.
Tolerating
yes.
him. Well,
think Shalit smells.
Oh yes, of
mothballs
course,
I
like
think.
Death. Speaking of The Simpsons, we are very privileged, Buzz, because we could actually have gone to the premiere because we actually know people in Springfield, and Rob himself has located a phone number.
I found it on the internet, Mike.
To Springfield.
Yes.
I'm not going to mention what Springfield. Who won the contest?
Vermont.
Springfield, Vermont?
Vermont.
That's where the Simpsons are all hanging out
right
now.
That's where they live.
I like this. This was in Springfield, Vermont, and it's H. Simpson.
H. Simpson.
So let's see how we do.
Wink, wink.
What are the odds that he'd be listed in the book, and yet there it is?
Let's see what happens.
A few calls like this, and
as
no
Rob
doubt.
Spiewak calls Homer Simpson's house.
No doubt he'll change his number.
It's ringing right now.
It is. I wonder if he'll answer.
Gee, I wonder what's taking so long for him to answer.
I don't know. I would think he would answer by now.
I would, too. He must be a real asshat.
Maybe he has a lot of time to fill in the break.
Hey, do they have any kind of... Does he have any call waiting at his house or anything like that?
We could ask him. I don't know.
I don't hear a beep or anything. He might just be sleeping. Someone's picked up, but I'm not hearing them.
Hello?
Do we have the right button pushed?
I think we let it ring too many times. Let me try dialing him again.
Let's try it again, Rob.
Well, that'll just
calling take... Springfield, Vermont, and the H. Simpson residence.
Well, that'll just take more time.
All right, we're going to see what's going to happen here.
Perhaps it'll work this time.
I heard a rumor that all the Simpsons family people, that a lot of people are going to be at Homer's house, Rob.
Might be doing a TV interview or something.
Let's see what happens.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
Is it Homer?
Excuse me, I was sleeping.
It took you to flipping ever to answer the phone.
I'm terribly sorry. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rob and Buzz with the Don and Mike Radio
Hello,
Show.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Buzz. I'm Homer J. Simpson. We're very excited about the upcoming show and all that. It's been a long time since I've done this voice, that's for sure.
Congratulations on the movie.
I believe my voice is Michael Myers' voice has gotten a little deeper, hasn't it? Nope. Misery. Oh, Duff Beer. I'm so excited about
You like
all
the Duff
this.
Beer, right?
Yes, I do. Hello, Rob.
Hi there, Homer.
We're all very excited about the Simpsons movie. I hope each and every one of you goes to see the Simpsons this weekend.
So you were taking a nap.
I was taking a nap. I take a lot of naps because I'm 239 pounds. I'm a whale.
Wow. I'm wondering if you're taking a nap, but do you have any
yes.
company at your house?
What?
Do you have any company at your house?
Company? No, I don't like company. I've got people here, if that's what you mean. Who would you like to speak to?
I was wondering if your father was there.
No, just a second.
Oh, Grandpa Simpson.
Grandpa Simpson.
Love
hold on. Grandpa.
He's great. Very wrinkly, I noticed.
Boy, he's slow today, isn't he?
I know. What are they doing to the phone over there?
I don't know.
Hello?
Abe Simpson.
Hey, this is Abe Simpson. How are you?
Grandpa.
Oh, boy. We're really excited about the fact that we're going to have the big premiere in Vermont. I can't tell you. You know, it's one thing to do TV, but when you hit the big screen, it's a lot better. I thought my colon was going to fall out.
Now, do you know why everyone's...
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Rob Spiewak, CBS Radio.
What? How's that?
Rob Spiewak. CBS Radio.
What kind of name is Spiewak?
It's a Polish name.
Are you a Nazi?
I am not a Nazi.
I bet you are.
I'm not a Nazi.
I bet you support the Nazi party.
What makes a Nazi?
Who else How am does I speaking he get that to? Way? Who else is there?
Buzz Burbank. Grandpa
Buzz Burbank.
Yeah,
let me listen to your voice.
Yeah,
I think you're a God-hating atheist.
No, that's
what I think.
That's an ugly rumor.
Very
that, I don't know how that started.
Mystery.
Let me ask you this. Are the folks down at the home where you live, at the old folks' home?
Talk about the home. The home is a very bad place to be right now. My entire bed smells like issue.
They must be very excited about your movie, though.
Everybody's excited about the movie. I've been interviewed just today alone 452 times.
Wow,
you know what I want to do? I want to go back to something you said earlier.
What do you want to go back to? Is this the Nazi?
Yes, this is the Nazi.
Hello, Rob.
What
you're
makes
the Nazi.
A Nazi?
Yes, how does he get there?
No,
what?
Buzz is an atheist.
Hold on. I need a glass of water.
Okay.
Abe is very
Marge, could you get me a glass of water, please?
Well, while you're drinking.
What?
While you're drinking, is Marge...
I heard Rob's voice in the back of my house.
This is strange.
I don't know how this happened.
It's almost like he's in the same room.
Let me take a little sip. Yes, go ahead. Continue with your line of questioning.
While you're drinking, I want to give you a break. Is Marge there?
Yes, Marge is here. Hold on a second. Marge!
She's got to be the
Marge.
Most patient woman in the world,
don't you think? I would have to be.
Put up with both Bart and Homer.
And now a movie star? Yes, sir.
Or she got her hair done.
She's as klutzy with the phone as the old man.
Hello.
Hi, Marge.
Hi.
Marge. Hi, baby. How you doing?
How are you?
We're great. How are you? Oh,
wow.
Embarrassed her.
This is hard to do.
How's your hot box?
My hot box. Someone said I had a dirty box. Is this Rob Spiewak?
It is, Marge.
Oh, you're a Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi.
I have blue hair.
Now, on the top of your head, but I wondered down below, does the carpet...
Blue!
Carpet matches the drapes.
Oh, it's blue.
Do you have as much hair in all places?
I'm losing the first layer of skin on my throat. You want to talk to somebody else?
I do. Is the sea captain there?
Oh, I don't know. F you, Rob. I don't know how to do. I don't even know the sea captain.
Oh, the sea captain's not there. I'm sure Mr. Burns must
Mr.
be there.
Mr. Burns, hold on. Oh.
Thank you, Marge.
Would you like to talk to Mr. Burns?
Yes, as soon as possible.
Get some of Grandpa's
I'll water. Get him.
Thank you.
That was much more successful than I thought it might be.
Now, this next guy, very mean.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah,
Burns.
And old, too.
Excellent.
How you doing, Monty?
I'm Montgomery Burns.
How you been?
It's great to be with you. Release the hounds.
Now, are you excited about the movie?
I'm not excited about the movie. What I want to do is build another series of dastardly nuclear power plants. Yes, and I'll spread them all over the world.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very well. I'm feeling like all of my 113 years. Smithers, pick that out of my toe.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Are you still with Smithers?
I'm still with Smithers. He's right here.
Can I speak to him?
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Hold on. I don't know.
This will be good. Waylon Smithers.
The house must be really crowded. Do we know their address?
Hi, hello.
Oh, Smithers.
Hi, Smithers.
Exactly, sir.
Now you.
How are you?
Hi, Smithers.
Nice to hear you.
Are you in the movie?
I'm in the movie, yes.
Okay, now.
I'm featured in the movie.
How long have you been with Monty Burns?
It doesn't really matter. I've got my own questions for you.
Really?
Oh.
Do you have any Peter North videos? not the recent ones. The ones from his early career.
Understood.
I have a tape for you.
Exactly.
Peter North.
Oh,
my God.
I agree.
Woo! I think he... like 10 to 12 times at one point.
I would really appreciate it if you could send me some of his early gay porn.
Why?
I'm in the closet on your show.
Oh,
you
are?
I try to keep it a secret on The Simpsons, but yes, I am openly gay.
Do you come out in the movie at all?
I'm not going to give any of those secrets away, sir.
I understand.
All right? No problem at all. Who else do you want to talk to?
Will there be a director's cut of the movie?
I don't know if there'll be a director's cut. If there is, we'll have the gay Peter North scene with me.
Is Krusty the Clown there?
Hold on just a second.
Oh, I love Krusty. Everybody loves Krusty. There he is.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rob and Buzz.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Buzz. How are you?
Krusty Mazel Tov with
Mazel
the new movie.
Tov. Shalom, shalay, alachamachalay, alamajatoy, toilamala. That's pigeon Hebrew.
Krusty.
Yes, Buzz.
This has got to be the pinnacle of your show business career, being in a movie now, right?
Pinnacle. It's the top is what it is.
How are things at Homer's house? It seems crowded.
It's crowded and it smells like BM. She's not a very good housekeeper.
Now, we spoke to Marge. Are her sisters there?
Marge, yeah. What a great piece of ass.
You been there?
Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
Green and blue hair.
You know what I call it? The Blue Lagoon. Yeah, big fun at the Blue Lagoon.
Now, are either of her sisters there, Patty or Selma?
Yeah, which one do you want to talk to?
Buzz, your call?
Selma, please.
All right, hold on. Selma! Selma! I'm going to keep going until Mike figures out how to do your voice. Selma!
If she's not handy.
Marge's sisters are sexy. Both
are.
Of them, whether it's Patty or Selma.
Smokers.
I don't care who comes to the
phone. Hello!
Now, is this Selma or Patty?
This is Patty. I feel like a 9-year-old boy doing voices. I think I did this for my parents on their patio one time. It's show and tell.
We won't keep you, dear.
Thanks. I don't think that's a good idea.
Is Mo Szyslak around?
Hold on a second.
Mo Szyslak or Barney, either one.
Yeah, oh, I bet they're near each other.
Both from the bar.
Mo's not here, but Barney is.
Oh, okay. Well, let's speak to Barney.
We love Barney, too. We love everybody from the
show. Sure.
Barney. Barney.
Barney's making his way to the phone.
Joe, good idea.
Hello.
Is this Barney?
No, this is Bill Clinton.
What are you doing there?
I don't know. Do you want to speak to Barney?
I would love to, but Mr. Okay. President.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen the movie?
No, but I care to. I care to see it this weekend. I care to see it this weekend. I plan. Substitute care for plan. Plan to see it this weekend.
So what are you doing in Vermont?
I'm not quite sure. I'm just looking for some good cartoon stink.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I'll
very
get
good.
You Barney from
thank
the
you.
Bar. Hold on, Barney.
Unexpected visit from Bill Clinton.
Perhaps he's seen it. Hey, Barney.
Barney from Moe's Place.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Barney. How you doing?
Okay. Hi, Homer.
Hi. How you feeling?
Oh, that felt good.
I'm sure it did.
Nothing like a big, big burp out of me.
Now, have you seen the movie?
I've loved the movie.
Are you in it?
I don't know.
Are you
getting tired, Rob? Hi, you want to talk to Homer again?
One more person before Homer.
Oh, I almost said the
I know you did.
No swearing.
That's a lot of
PG-13.
Fun.
PG-13. Is right. Ned Flanders there?
Ned Flanders. Homer.
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders.
Flanders?
Yes. Next door.
Hold on. Ned Flanders here. Is there a Ned Flanders here?
Upstanding Christian man next door to Homer.
He owns the Leftatorium. The
right.
Leftorium.
Mm-hmm.
Buenos días, Dilly Dia, senor.
How you doing, Ned?
Hi, how are you?
Have you enjoyed the movie?
Have you found Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior?
I got a tape for you, too.
I'd love to hear it, please.
Peter play. North.
Oh,
my God. Woo! So I think he like 10 to 12 times.
What makes a Nazi?
I'm not sure I'm understanding the type of humor you're doing, my friend.
You're
but
not
I'd
liking
be,
it?
Happy to sit down at Bible study and go over a few things with you. You're not still working with Buzz Burbank, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
he's on
no.
the line.
Oh, my. He's a Satanist, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Buzz, I think you're completely misguided in your anti-Lord stance on the broadcast.
One of us is for sure, Ned.
That's very, very strange, and I don't think you should do that. Would you like to sit down and have a little round table, hold hands with my family while we say grace and break bread together?
Be happy to get together with you anytime.
That'd be wonderful.
I think
fantastic.
It might be nice.
That would be a delightful idea, yes.
Is Mayor Quimby there?
Mayor Quimby, hold on just a second. Mayor Quimby.
Well, the mayor of Springfield,
yeah.
Vermont.
Yeah.
I can't do that voice. You're taxing my patience there, Rob.
All right.
I've got to tell you, we're very concerned about all these things in Springfield, Vermont.
I only have one other on my wish list. Or we go
one
back
other home. What? One other. You want to talk to some? This house is full of characters.
Is Jim Rockford there?
Hold on just a second.
Rob, that's just silly. It's impossible.
Is there a Jim Rockford here?
Jim Rockford would not be at the Simpsons house.
It's showbiz. I didn't know.
What are you thinking?
there's a fat-headed guy that's going to get his ass kicked.
What are you
doing? I
don't
mind telling you.
What are you doing there?
I'm James Garner.
Are you in the movie?
I'm naked right now. Just sitting there and says, what the hell are you doing to me, Rob?
Now, here's a question.
Yes, are you? I'm about to kick your ass across the state line.
James Garner, Jim Rockford?
Somehow, when you're doing The Simpsons for an hour, James Garner doesn't sound like it. I just called him Garner. Yes, sir.
Now, are you real life or animated?
I'm animated. I'm animated James Garner.
So you're yellow?
I'm wearing a cowboy hat and a pink T-shirt. And I'm completely animated. Would you like to talk to Marge again?
One more time, if Marge wants to.
Hold on a second. Marge, come over and talk to Rob Speed.
She must be exhausted hosting all those people.
Just the...
Oh, Marge.
Wow. He's handsome.
Oh, you like him.
I think he's really handsome.
Can I tell you something, Marge?
What's that,
Marge? I think you're extremely sexy.
I think you are, too, and we both have curly hair.
That's true. Mine's not blue, but we should talk. Maybe a little private conversation later.
Now's the time. I've achieved a level of fame I've never experienced before.
How many people are in your house?
I've got 300 or 400 of them. It's absolutely incredible. Wow. The only one who hasn't left yet, though, is Mo from Mo's Bar.
Mo's still there?
Is he there?
That's the one I can't do.
Let's see how Mo's sounding today, if nothing else.
Maybe he's hoarse.
Hello.
Hey, Mo.
Mo's Bar.
How are you?
How are you, Rob?
It's a pleasure to speak to one of the leading businessmen in all of Springfield.
Boy, are we excited about all the level of fame we've got. It's incredible. I think it's going to be the biggest thing since sliced bread.
I bet you're serving a lot of people now with all this showbiz people.
Serving a lot of people. And I have to say, everybody in this house has chlamydia.
Oh, no.
I'll put Homer back on.
Is a poo there?
Maybe we'll say goodbye. You're so demanding, Rob.
Are you looking for Homer?
Yes, I was looking for Homer. I wanted to say
you're
hi.
Looking for Homer. He got a gummy's gone down to my squishy mart or whatever that is.
Quickie Mart?
Quickie Mart to get a squishy. That's what I was going to say. Did you have any success in finding your Elvis Presley peanut butter cup with banana?
You know, we did eventually. We just had to take it out of the hands of the intern.
Good. Okay. Easy for you to say.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to get Homer now.
Thank you.
Maybe a chance to say goodbye to Homer.
Yeah.
Before the big open.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Clinton.
Yeah, Homer's not here.
Oh. Well, we'll have to do with you.
I guess it's been a real pleasure, Rob.
Are you animated as well?
I'm totally animated. I hope you're planning on going to see the Simpsons movie.
Are you animated accurately?
You bet I am. Anatomically correct, 100%. Hey, I wish I could stick around, but we're having a pre-party before we go to the actual film, and then we're going to have an after-party where they're going to be cartoon nudes.
I wish you years of active love.
Thanks so much. I'll have everybody say goodbye to you. You can say goodbye to them first, and then they'll drop by and say goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye, Marge.
Bye, Rob.
Bye-bye, Apu.
Bye there, Rob.
Bye-bye, Krusty.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, Mr. Burns.
Goodbye, Rob.
Bye, Ned Flanders.
Bye, Rob. See you later.
Bye, Barney.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, Sea Captain.
Jesus Christ, you.
Bye, Mayor Quimby and all the rest.
I'm
goodbye.
Now,
so long. Bye.
Bill Clinton, James Garner, and the cast
everybody.
Of The
Simpsons. Boy, aren't we looking forward to that fabulous film. Won't that be great? I know we will enjoy it. It'll be exciting.
Mike, you work harder than the kids on the Shaq television show.
It should be a lot of fun.
Can we get you a towel?
Yes, get me a towel, and we will be back with more fun and frolicking right after this on The Don and Mike Show.
This is The Don and Mike Show.